Hey guys, I've never done two videos in a day before, but after doing the video Why MGTOW Matters to Women, I thought that maybe I could explain it a little more succinctly. In my view, women basically look at men like a resource, no differently than someone who owns a piece of land and discovers that there's coal or oil or trees, something that they can make money from. So, with that in mind, let's consider the population of the United States. Roughly 300 million. Half of those are male. And for the sake of easy math, let's go with the idea that 100 million of those men are over the age of 18 and spending money on women. Now, even at $3 in a day, just in a day, that would amount to $300 million daily that men spend on women. And as you know, it's difficult to even buy a cup of coffee for $3. So, with that in mind, it's not too hard to contemplate that there's a good chance that men are spending billions, with a B, on women every day. So, I think maybe a good analogy might be that of currency. Because when you're dealing with numbers that large, incremental changes matter. If you're, for example, Canadian, then the fact that the dollar's lost about, it's lost about 8% in the last 6 months or so. That's a big deal. Because if you're a company trying to buy material from the United States, it doesn't take much. You only have to get into a couple hundred dollars before you see a difference. At a couple hundred dollars, you're going to have to pay an extra $20 for what you want. As the money moves, however, as the number gets bigger that you're spending, the amount of money extra that you have to spend increases. So, the people who say that MGTOW is too small to make a difference, they're both right and wrong at the same time. They're right from a social perspective, in that really nobody knows that we exist, aside from those of us who watch these videos and go to similar forums, I guess, forums or websites or whatnot. And so, in that sense, they're right. However, even 1,000 guys not spending that $3 a day makes a difference daily. It doesn't make much of a difference. It's a drop in the bucket. Hell, I don't even think it's even a drop. But over a month, 2 months, 3 months, that number gets bigger. So the point is, in order to for it to impact women financially, you don't actually need to see huge numbers of MGTOW men. Because remember, as I said, it's, let's treat it like currency. So, in that sense, even 2% or 3% of men going MGTOW makes a difference to the economy. Japan is scratching its head right now over the herbivore men, because there's a big enough group of men who are essentially saying, I refuse to be disposable. I refuse to work that 60 hours a week. I refuse to get married, to spend that money on marriage. I, for example, just read an article that said, how much does it cost to fall in love? And they put the number at $45,000, and they did that by including the first date, a year's worth of fancy dinners, an engagement ring. This assumed that the people got married at the end of the year. The cost of a wedding, etc., etc. So, if it's $45,000 that's spent for two people to fall in love, and keep in mind that most of that $45,000 is going to be spent by the man, then, in fact, it does make a difference. MGTOW does make a difference when men pull themselves out of that system. In a sense, right now, Japan is lucky in the sense that the herbivore men are still spending their money. They're spending it on different things, but what money they are making, they're still spending it. If the herbivores, for example, adopted a more Spartan attitude, then it would have an even bigger impact. So, the other thing to consider is that if MGTOW escapes into the wider consciousness, let's say, again in this example, of the United States, then one of the things that could happen, and I think maybe it happens for most of us who become MGTOW, is that you wind up actually sliding in and out of MGTOW until you make your decision to be MGTOW. And during some of those times where you've still decided, I want to date women, and et cetera, you're still spending money. So if it escapes into the wider consciousness, there could be a situation where we have a larger group of men who aren't solidly MGTOW, but if they're sliding in and out of it, from the perspective of women, and remember, we're thinking, women are thinking of men as a resource, and they're thinking like currency traders. They don't want the value of the resources that they can extract from men to drop even by a few percent. Now, I've heard some guys say that as MGTOW they get depressed and they don't know if they're making a difference. I think you are making a difference. part of the thing is, though, you may not realize that you're making a difference because it's not always stated. And it's not always in ways that you can see. But imagine that the men around a woman are a resource for her. If men start pulling out, even if just a few men start pulling out, that could actually have a larger impact on her life than you would suspect. And the reason that I say that is that most people are actually living pretty close to the bone, financially speaking. I think the stat is half the people wandering around would be in trouble if they missed one paycheck. And that an even larger number would be homeless if they didn't get paid for 30 days. So, if you're a woman living close to the bone, and you're effectively being subsidized by the men around you, and by that I mean, you're a 25-year-old woman in an average city, you go out on Friday night and Saturday night, and both nights you get $20 worth of drinks bought for you. That's $40 in a weekend, that's $160 in a month. That's $160 that you get to keep in your purse and spend on you. If that subsidy stops for 30 days, for example, to use the stay consistent, then you're going to notice that. Because in a very real financial sense, your spending power, if that's all you get is $40 of drinks a weekend, your spending power has been decreased by $160. Now, if you're already close to the bone and spending everything or a little bit more, that $160 amounts to your internet connection at $60. It amounts to, if you've got a cheap cell phone, that's another $60. You're already up to $120, leaving you $20 left over. If you've been maxing yourself out based on the subsidy, and you're not getting that, you're screwed. So, that would be a reason why women would be concerned about MGTOW. And just, for example, think about your own life and how you'd be impacted if you lost $100 a paycheck. As guys, we don't usually think about it in terms of a subsidy because we have to pay for everything. And I think somehow magically, for the most part, we forget that, really, women get cash and prizes for a big chunk of their adult life just for showing up. So, I hope this is a different perspective, and I hope it makes a difference in the way that you look at things. Enjoy the rest of your day.